Unexpected.
Welcome back to Sounds Unexpected, a podcast acting as a hike for ears. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover, and today we have our final episode of Season 1. This episode features singer-songwriters. Singer-songwriters are artists who write and sing their own material, often self-accompanied on guitar or piano. The term was popularized in the 1960s, though artists had been performing this way for many years. The material is often personal and presented in the form of a tale. It's a wonderful platform to spread a message and can be self-confessional, observational, and/or inspire a social revolution. Today, we have six artists who are following this path in their own way. Our first artist is Shannon Adonisio, a composer, producer, and writer based in New Jersey. She creates a variety of work that includes song, poetry, and soundscapes. The piece we are hearing today is called Time, and is inspired by the concept of star-crossed lovers who are traveling in opposite directions on the spectrum of time. As a lovely segue from our last episode on narrative, Shannon opens the piece with spoken word and continues to switch between singing and speaking throughout the song.
When the past and the future first met, it was the present that introduced them. Drinking wine at a party hosted by the moon and the stars, the two proceeded to explore the universe for the rest of the night.
Just keep moving.
moving, just keep 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 moving.
She said, I'm sorry. I just can't see a future with you and I'm consumed by the mistakes of the past. These problems were a trickle of water that you let turn into a flood. You smashed a hole in our rowboat, tore apart the life vest, and then left me here to drown while you swam ashore to safety. I'm sorry. I just can't see a future with someone who is always stuck in the past. There's a whole life waiting for me. Exploration, the planet's far away, and I can't keep dragging you with me. The rope I've been using to pull you out of the quicksand of your thoughts is getting too tight around my neck.
Woolen Lover is a sound and movement artist based in Winona, Minnesota. They use a loop pedal and synthesizer to ask questions about meaning, oppression, racism, environmentalism, while also representing and supporting the queer community. A great example of this is their song, Increasing Sensitivity to the Earth.
Thank you.
Betty Taylor takes us to St. Paul, Minnesota. Betty began playing the guitar and writing songs 1 year ago, at age 25. Today, we have the pleasure of hearing the first song they wrote, titled Plastic Champagne Flutes. In this song, we are given Betty's reflection on the past year.
First frost it was last June, I wasn't ready with my boots. I only had my running shoes. Did winter hit you that hard too? Didn't see it at 22. Monster in our shared gene pool. Stranger used to share my room. Picking up garbage on Fifth Avenue. Why where there once was lace, parking ramp cigarettes to help the way. Wasn't sure you would be okay. Caught a glimpse of you that eve. Conversations over mac and cheese. Who do I turn to in this scene? Got me tossing in my sleep. Found an escape on a hot July day. Distractions from a close-knit gang. Not sure how much tequila I drank. Campfire comfort on a riverbank. Poured out ashes in the lake. Recording of Amazing Grace. Melancholy tour skin in the way. Fresh water filling up with salty waves. Wish you didn't have to leave. Sobbing in my car, dancing queen. Connected in a memory. Hope to see a sign of you this spring. And there
Ivory Miller is a Jamaican-American singer-songwriter and drummer based in Huntsville, Alabama. While writing music for other musicians, she also writes for herself. The song we are about to hear is titled Alone and is featured on Cloud Gardener, a record compiled by Vinyl Moon.
The moment you knew you opened a view, so I wouldn't be like you. But now I want to be like you. You gave me the right to. You live within your room, a place that you can skate to. Now I'm standing beside you, my own. Bye.
Writer and musician Trudy Verimou takes us to London, where she wrote an autobiographical music theater show titled Things I'm Not. The show begins with the tale of events after Trudy's father was killed in the Rhodesian War in Zimbabwe, and her mother, the daughter of a poor South African migrant, had to give Trudy up to be raised by her other family. After a childhood of lies, violence, and sexual abuse, she has finally achieved freedom by taking the chance to visit Britain. Things I'm Not draws on Zimbabwean heritage and engages with the aesthetics of Afrofuturism. Here is Trudy's song, Will I Ever Learn? Our final stop is with Psychic Revival, who brings us back to Minneapolis. Their song, Stop and Go, reflects on the push and pull dynamic that exists within relationships. Whether it's good or bad for us, there's an allure and magic to these relationships, and this song works to bring life to the drama of those feelings. Yes, yes, yes. We have reached the end of our auditory hike for this season of Sounds Unexpected. We have journeyed into a wide variety of musical styles and heard from musicians around the world, each of them offering us a new perspective, stories, and a way of listening. If you are a female or non-binary artist and would like to get involved with Sounds Unexpected, please follow Sounds Unexpected on Instagram for updates and information on how to apply. Your voice, sounds, and music matters, and we want to share it. Thank you for listening to Sounds Unexpected. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover. See you next time. Sounds Unexpected is made possible by KFAI in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You can learn more at kfai.org.